The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hour number two of the passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes. To become the world expert of your body, it's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. Dr. Deb Lonser, pediatrician, will be back next week. She's not here this week. And again, I'm Joe Galewski. To reach the show anytime along the way, you may do so on the phone at 877-711-5211 or udocs@gmail.com, youdocs at gmail.com. In this hour, at 20 past the hour, Dr. Gary Gensberg, what's toxic and what's not? How leaky is your CFL? And will UV rays fry your skin? Plus, an upstate county in New York, state of New York, apparently leads in childhood lead poisonings and some other issues as well, Dr. Gary Gensberg. Straight talk from the docs at 34 past the hour in the second hour with Dr. Arthur Perry. What is the topic or topics today, Dr. Mike?
Well, we have two very interesting topics with Arthur Perry. One is that the spray-on sunscreen, that one of the products that is used commonly from Banana Boat pulled it from the shelves. And Arthur is going to talk about why they pulled it, what the danger is, and how to use that and other products safely so that you don't expose yourself to the risks of skin cancer from too much sun. The second is the FDA cracks down on skin creams and sent warning letters to many companies, including Avon. We're going to find out why they sent them, whether they're right in Arthur's opinion, and what you can do to make sure you're getting the most effective skin creams. And, of course, we should say we're brought to you by YouBeauty and YouBeauty.com, which has a sister site, Beauty Sage. So that's an advertising conflict. We should tell you that we have a conflict. But Beauty Sage has a excellent site where it shows what products have been shown to be safe. They don't recommend any one product. There are at least two in every category, and beautysage.com does have products that have been shown to be safe. Arthur probably will keep away from that because they are a sponsor, since we consider it a conflict, but he is going to talk about what the FDA said to the skin cream companies.
All right, straight talk from the docs at 34 past this hour. And a real age tip for the end of the hour. What you have in mind for this hour, Dr. Mike?
Six ways to stop bullying. Six ways to stop bullying. It even happens among adults and among the elderly. The elderly get bullied by a whole bunch of people. We're going to find out who's bullying them and what they can do, as well as what you can do for your children, et cetera, to stop bullying.
I like that. Okay, very good. I like that. During the break, I went to surf the web, and a couple more deaths, meningitis-related deaths. Are we going to get a handle on this eventually sometime?
Well, what the CDC has done is they think they have contacted over 90% of the people who have gotten this medication. They've warned them about the subtlety, and that's part of the real problem. The problem is that it's very subtle. What symptoms do you have? Well, you feel a little not right. You may have a headache. You may have a little stiff neck. So it's very subtle, and then bango. And the medicines, you'd say, well, if this were bacterial meningitis, you just give everyone the antibiotic. But the medicines to treat fungal infections are much less safe, much more hazardous, and you'd probably, if you gave it to all 9,000 people, whatever it was that were exposed to one of these medicines, you'd probably kill more people than you'd save. So that's why you can't do this that way, and why they think they've contacted 90% of the people or more that have it. So hopefully we'll get a handle on it, but it is a very tough problem.
Could there be other reasons or you know, for the explanations for the infections, other than what we know so far?
There always are chances of other explanations, but this one seems that they've isolated the same very rare fungus. It's a very common fungus in nature, but very rare to cause disease in humans. And all of these people had shots, injections with the contaminated fungi in it. So it seems very likely that they have traced down the right thing, but there always are possibilities of other explanations.
All right, get your flu shot, right? I got mine the other day, so I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, the flu shot, just so people understand, and we do this periodically, and I've said this probably many times on the show, the flu shot doesn't just protect you from flu and decrease hospitalization for lung infections from the flu by 25% the year you get it. But if you get 10 years in a row, it decreases your death rate from all causes by 50%. Why is that? It decreases inflammation in your body. The main problem with the flu isn't just dying from lung infections and pneumonia. It's that the flu causes you to have inflammation, which causes plaques to rupture and causing heart attacks, strokes, and other things that disable you over the long time. So 10 years of the flu shot in the next 10 years, you are 50% less likely to die from any cause. It's probably the easiest way you can get much younger.
All right. Pneumonia shot, what, every 10 years? Is that the guideline?
Yeah, the at age 50 or above, yeah, and shingles, we now think age 50 is the right age. Medicare does cover it when you hit age 65 or when you get in Medicare population, but it isn't covered by many insurance companies at younger than that, even though it's indicated.
No, it's not, and I priced it. It's pretty expensive, and that may discourage some people from getting it.
You said no, it isn't covered, not that no, it isn't indicated. It is indicated at age 50, but
no,
it isn't covered.
Yeah, but it is very, very expensive. Very expensive. And I say it may discourage some folks from getting it because it's pretty pricey. But, you know, it. And what they say, one in three. I've been seeing a lot of commercials lately about shingles on TV, a lot of public service announcements. And I guess they're saying it's like one in three adults are, you know.
Well, it's anyone who has had chicken pox
right.
any time in your life. And the problem, when you get shingles, you're disabled usually from something else or hurting from something else. It kicks you while you're down. And not only does it kick you while you're down, but the pain of it is searing and severe. The good news is the shingles shot both decreases the chance of having that pain by 70%. And if you do get the shingles, that is, it decreases the actual cases of shingles by 70%, and in the 30% who get it, if you've had the shot, the pain is reduced by 70%. So it's really a great quality of life shot, and I know I've gotten mine already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so you're seeing a lot of that on television, public service announcements. And I guess it's triggered by stress, right? A stress triggers it? Dr. Mike?
Well, there are a whole bunch of things. It is anything that knocks your immune system down. So if you have cancer from another cause, if you're getting medications that impair your immune system, if you're stressed, if you're not getting enough sleep, if something else is going on in your life that's causing you problems, like a divorce or something like that. So it knocks you when you're already, if you will, disabled from something else or weakened from something else. It's right. Not nice, right?
No, I know. I mean, boy, you go to the web, you see some of the pictures of some of these people who get it, and it follows a nerve path. And I have to say, I know a little bit about this because I got it. I had shingles once.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, thankfully it was not, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and it wasn't as severe as I've seen some pictures on the web. It was not fun, but it follows a nerve path on one side of your body, I guess, so... It is not a good thing, and some people get it more severe than others. What's toxic and what's not is up next. It's guess who? Dr. Gary Ginsberg. As we continue, You the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Not- Not an offer to sell a franchise. The offer of a franchise can only be made through the delivery of a franchise disclosure document.
How would you like to have your own money-making, fresh, healthy vending franchise? The company that has revolutionized the vending machine business with healthy snacks and drinks has done it again with the world's only combination gourmet organic espresso coffee healthy snack vending machine. These brightly colored, high-tech, dual-temperature control vending machines will be placed in premier locations in your community. Businesses, hospitals, schools, military bases, health clubs, and other high-traffic areas. Fully stocked with fresh, healthy foods like yogurts, organic espresso coffee, 100% fruit juices, smoothies, granola bars, and other popular brand name healthy and organic snacks. Consumers demand these kinds of healthy foods, and that's why franchise areas are getting gobbled up across the nation. A highly profitable business for you with full training and support. Plus, Fresh Healthy Vending secures premier locations for your machines on your behalf. Call now, 800-226-5454. Get information on how to own your own groundbreaking Fresh Healthy Vending franchise today. 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. October 8th through the 14th is National Fire Prevention Week, a great time to brush up on fire safety skills. We've all heard of stop, drop, and roll, but there's also the first up, last out rule. This method was developed after studies revealed that children don't always wake up when a fire alarm sounds. Even if they do, they are often disoriented and confused by the noise and commotion. Under these circumstances, children may decide it's safer to hide under the bed or in a closet than venture out into the darkness and smoke. First up, last out aims to avoid that situation. When a smoke alarm goes off, the first person up, usually an adult, is responsible for finding and ushering everyone out of the house. So while a working smoke detector more than doubles your chance of surviving a fire, it is also important to ensure that no one gets left behind. And for more information on children's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And our show weekly brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Stick around for You, Straight Talk from the Docs with Dr. Arthur Perry, 34 past the hour. But every week at this time of the show, we reserve a special place in the show for our toxicologist, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Hello, Dr. Ginsberg.
Hey there, Joe. Great to talk to you again.
Good to have you here. Let's go through the top medical stories of the week. One we didn't get through get to last week. Ran out of time. Let's put it at the top of the pile for this week, and it has to do with CFLs and UVs.
Yeah, you know, CFLs, compact fluorescent light bulbs, everybody knows them to be energy efficient, and they last longer than the old incandescent light bulbs. And some people heard that there might be a mercury issue if you break one, so definitely you don't want to break one on, let's say, your carpeting because of mercury. But another issue has surfaced with them, and that's Stony Brook University researchers just did a study to look at how much ultraviolet light leaks from the spirally kind of light bulbs. And why would that even happen? Well, there is a solid element inside that spiral, which is called a phosphor, and that's what gets excited and gives off the UV, gives off the light, and it can actually crack. It's a solid, and when you put that torque on it, when it's in that spiral, it actually breaks small fissures, lets the UV light through. So actually some UV, just like as if you were exposed to the sun, some UV light can be, if you're up close to one of these light bulbs, and people who have lupus, which is a awful autoimmune disease, or people who are on tetracycline, some people are very light sensitive, and some antibiotics can make you light sensitive. They really can't be around CFLs for very long. So that's the point of my story, is that if you are getting a rash from being indoors, and it's sort of like a photosensitive kind of thing, it may be true. It may actually be happening that your CFLs are leaky. And the way to avoid it is to get what they call a double envelope light bulb, which looks more like a regular light bulb, and the spiral is inside of another glass bulb that's encased. And that won't let the UV out.
We're going all CFL eventually, right?
Well, I think CFLs are just a stopgap, Joe. We're going to eventually get to LED lighting, which is more efficient and doesn't have any mercury. So right now, just don't break those bulbs.
Okay, good idea. Good job. You have a quiz for Dr. Mike here today. You got a question for Dr. Mike to answer?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a new study out by Lawrence Berkeley Labs in California about which, it's the intimacy ratio. I'm not talking about person-to-person intimacy. I'm talking about chemical intimacy from all the manufactured chemicals and all their quantities, which ones are we most intimate with, which ones get into our body the most. And so I thought I'd ask Dr. Mike, who knows a lot about people and intimacy and chemicals, which on the whole list of manufactured industrial chemicals are we the most intimate with. Any ideas, Mike?
Well, I looked it up, and so I would have actually guessed triclosan, which is a antibiotic that is used in a ton of products, and it's right on the list, but it's not the most.
And the most was?
Methylparaben.
Paraben, yeah. Now, why would paraben be so high up there? Any idea?
Well, we have it in a lot of cosmetics. It's used as a preservative. And
exactly,
we have it in, what do you call it, deodorants and a whole bunch of other things.
Right. So in a lot of things that we put on our body that stays on our body all day for hours, parabens is a major preservative that's used in a lot of the larger commercial houses that make this stuff. So when I give lectures about what to avoid, what's toxic and what to avoid, think about what you're going to have on your body all day. That's where the most chemical intimacy is, the greatest penetration. And if it's got parabens on the label, I don't care if it says methylparaben or propylparaben or ethylparaben, you know formulator, that company is not paying attention to being greener and healthier. They're still in the old way. They haven't reformulated to use safer chemicals. They probably also have phthalates and other things in there. It's one of those signature chemicals on a label. You want to avoid that product if it's got parabens. Parabens look like estrogen to the body, so they're not all that safe. Now, the thing about this list I was surprised about is that bisphenol A or BPA isn't very high on the list. That could be because it doesn't crush the skin very well.
Okay. What's that again? What's it called? Looking for it on the label? Gary?
Paraben. P-A-R-A-B-E-N. Paraben.
Got it. How about the EPA has a new app? What's available from the, what app is available now from the EPA?
You know, the Clean Water Act is the 40th anniversary for the Clean Water Act. And in honor of that, the EPA's Office of Water just came out with a new app called How's My Waterway? So if you look that up online, you can download the app, and you can then find out whether that local water body, whether it be a river, stream, whatever, how healthy is it, and how good is it to fish out of and wade into and boat in and recreate in? I mean, how many times have you driven down the street in some suburb and say, wow, that water body looks pretty cool. I wonder if it's safe to swim in. Well, now, you know, because if your phone has a GPS in it, which the new ones do, you could find out what the name of that thing is, and you could find out from this app, you know, if it's okay.
So the app even gives you the name of the stream.
Yes.
Isn't that
it could, because it's got GPS. Yep. So it'll tell you the stream, and it'll tell you if you should dip your toe into it, if you could eat the fish from it, or if it's got too many sewage outfalls or whatever to be safe. Of course, I would always recommend that you should really check with the local health department to play it safe, because if there was some recent thing that happened, and they would know about any test data, bacterial counts, or whatever. But this is really a cool app, and you know, the Clean Water Act, I know a lot of people dump on government because it's expensive, but if it wasn't for the EPA and the Clean Water Act, we'd still have the Cuyahoga River in Ohio on fire. We probably still have the Naugatuck River in my state sterile, no fish living in it. So the Clean Water Act over the last 40 years has made a huge difference in cleaning up the nation's waterways.
Is the app free, Gary?
I don't know. I would bet it is.
I mean, it
might be 99 cents.
Okay, I would think it can't be too crazy. Yes. I think we have about a minute to fit the final one, and there's an upstate New York county that's pretty high in childhood lead poisonings. Which county is that?
Erie County just came out with an announcement there, which is, you know, Buffalo is the epicenter for that, where there's still 400 cases a year of childhood lead poisonings. That's where kids actually have to be chelated, where their health is really jeopardized and their brain function. But another 800 cases a year in Erie County are elevated leads, where it's still a drag on a child's cognitive abilities. And that's just Erie County alone. Nationwide, there's about 300,000. And it's all traced back to pre-1978 housing. This is Get the Lead Out Month, lead awareness prevention. And so if you've got old paint in a house, just make sure that it's not flaking and chipping. One paint chip, not a whole, you know, just one little paint chip down the hatch in a young child could elevate blood lead levels long enough that it would get into the brain and cause a problem. So you really want to make sure your remodeling projects are not spreading a lot of lead dust all over the house either.
All right. Always a great segment, Dr. G. We'll talk again next week. Thanks for the expertise.
Can't wait.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com is his wonderful website for stuff that's toxic. And, hey, there are some things on there that aren't, that may surprise you. So go to it, whatstoxic.com, and check out Dr. Gary Ginsberg here in the show's second hour every week here on the show. All right, coming up next is Straight Talk from the Docs. It's Dr. Arthur Perry checking in. That's always a wonderful segment, informative segment as well. And we'll wrap the show up today with another Dr. Mike Real Age Tip of the Week coming up shortly. So stay with us. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom, and I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated.
Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute. Education for the future. 800-574-1319.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And we're here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. The interesting thing, Arthur, is there was a banana boat. I think banana boat makes, if you will, suntan protection that you both can spray on, but it also makes a thing that gives you a suntan, right?
Well, they do make... That's correct. You're talking about the dihydroxyacetone. Those are the dyes for the skin. Yeah, but they made news this week, Mike. It was an explosive story, you might say. Oh, that I gave
what
you a line, Mike.
What do you mean by that? Did these things explode? Right. I actually don't know the story.
All right. Here's what happened. Banana Boat makes great sunscreens. They really do, and their spray-on sunscreen apparently caused five people to be burned. You know, the media went to town with this. They said explosive sunscreens. That's the line I was giving you. But, no, what it is, Mike, they actually recalled all of their spray-on sunscreens, all of them, their spray-on lotions and things like that, because they contain a chemical called butylene. And with your background in organic chemistry and your daughter's, I know you know what butylene is, and it is quite explosive. It's quite flammable. In fact, if you look at the federal guidelines,
it's almost self-explosive. If you had this out in the sun, it could explode, right?
No. What happened? And honestly, when you watched some of the news reports on it, you really thought that there was spontaneous combustion with people who had sprayed themselves with the sunscreen. Not true. What happened is, if you sprayed this sunscreen on your body and got close to a flame, such as if you lit a cigarette, which you should never do, but if you did, or one person actually sprayed some on and went immediately to his barbecue, and he went up in flames. He really did. And the reason was the residue had not dissipated into the air yet. It was still on his skin, and it's an extremely flammable substance. So really, you're right, it's common sense. And what people should be doing, if they're going to use a spray on sunscreen, give it 2 minutes. That's all they're telling you to give it, 2 minutes before you go near an open flame. On the other hand, Mike, I personally don't think spray on sunscreens are a good idea for all sorts of reasons. And it's not the flammable aspect of it, but it's that they aerosolize all sorts of toxins. And if you go through the list, the ingredient list, these are things that you do not want to breathe in. And that's my warning to listeners out there. Yes, don't get near your barbecue if you've just sprayed on sunscreen. But I think the rub-on sunscreens are far safer for your lungs. And too bad Gary Ginsberg's not here. He could comment on the toxicity of these things that we breathe in. But no matter what it is, and some of the worst ones are the things I like the most. The zinc oxide and titanium dioxide are just great when you rub them in. But when you spray them, when you put those things into an aerosol, particularly the new ones that are nanoparticle, they are so dangerous to your lungs.
Because the particles are small enough to, and probably when they're aerosolized, whatever is aerosolizing them makes them up in that 2 to 10 micron range that's so harmful for the lungs. And these are heavy metals, zinc and titanium. They'll stay there and cause inflammation if you get them into your lungs for a long time.
Right, but I don't think those are the banana boat ones, though, Mike. Because I did look at the ingredient list on the things, at least some of them. They recalled many, many sunscreens, banana boat. And I don't think, I'm not sure, but I don't think they're the inorganic things, the titanium and zinc oxide. There are lots and lots of other chemicals, though. So they're off the market in a voluntary recall. The FDA did not make them do it. They did it on their own after they got the fifth explosion. Not really, just burn.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, if you will, this is one that we probably should avoid. I wanted to go over two, and I'm saying, do we have enough time? And I think we do right now. There are two really important medical news stories of the week that we didn't get a chance to cover. One is a randomized controlled trial of multivitamins in male docs. Now, the male docs tend to be, docs in general tend to be healthier. It wasn't just chosen male docs because they were men, but they were 3.7% smoking rate, so that's one-fifth or so of the national average. 70% of them did 30 minutes or more of cardiovascular exercise or weightlifting three or more times a week. That's as opposed to 15%. So again, about five times more than the national average. And their BMI, that is their body mass index, was on average 26, which is about 5 points below the national average or the national medians. So these are very healthy. So you wouldn't expect anything in this group to make as major a difference at preventing cancer or heart disease as it would in the general population. But they got 15,000. They went through 250,000 about to find 50,000 that were non-smoker, that were not taking multivitamins or vitamin supplements, and said they would be glad not to, that they would randomly allocate them to either a placebo or a multivitamin. What happened? there was a 8% decrease in all in cancers in general. If you exclude prostate cancer, which it didn't affect, there was a 12% decrease in cancers once you hit age 50. And if you look at, well, that's the group they studied, 50 and older. And if you look at it, the group that was 70 and older, so the older you are, the more risk you had, the more effective it was, had an 18% reduction. The point is, and this wasn't even given the right way, you should, if you're going to get an appropriate effect for a multivitamin, break it in half, take half in the morning and half in the evening. That's why we're sponsored by morning and night or morning and evening multivitamins, because you want half in the morning and half in the evening. Now, one more thing that I think is important is the other story was a story about what happens if you have a lot of simple carbohydrates as you get older. And the Mayo Clinic looked at 1,200 adults. So it's not a huge population, but they looked at 1,200 adults age over 70, 70 to 90. And those, they ranked them in three groups: those with the highest simple sugar intake, those with a moderate simple sugar intake, and those with the lowest. The ones with the highest, if you will, carbohydrate intake were twice as likely, 1.9 times as likely, to develop problems with memory, language, thinking, and judgment over the next 10 years. The ones in the lowest group were, in fact, 42% less likely to develop it than the group in the medium. So we always say avoid simple sugars and simple carbohydrates and added syrups. There's really good reason to avoid those in both any way you can avoid them, and do that. Arthur, what do you think about that? Do you take a multivitamin?
I do. I take one every day along with my vitamin D that you taught me to take, my 2,000 units. And I take aspirin every day, like you taught me to take. So those are the things I do. Plus, and this is controversial, my prophylactic statin.
So I actually believe that the statin with CoQ10, there are probably eight or nine that all of us should take. DHA, vitamin D3, half of a multivitamin twice a day, two baby aspirin for men over 35, women over 45, with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. Check with your doctor first. And then a little calcium, 600 milligrams of calcium with 400 milligrams of magnesium, maybe a probiotic, maybe that prophylactic statin plus CoQ10 if you're over the age of 60, and maybe purified omega-7 as well. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual. We're going to talk about skin creams and whether the FDA was right on You, the Owner's Manual radio show.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout: give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Now, Arthur, earlier this week, the FDA sent letters complaining about the and warning about the way certain skin companies were promoting their skin creams. That is, some companies were promoting their skin creams, including, I think, Avon Incorporated. And you had some, I know you had some strong feelings about this. Tell us about your feelings and what you think this is all about.
Well, here's the story, Mike. You know, the FDA looks at cosmetics kind of as something that does nothing. You know, something that does nothing. Different from a drug, certainly. right? A drug does something. And their definition is almost that. If it does something, it's a drug. If it doesn't do anything, it's a cosmetic. I mean, but that definition goes back probably 40-something years, the regulation. And over the last 25 years, there have been all these skin creams that have interesting ingredients like vitamin C and vitamin A of all types and fruit acids and niacin and things like that. And these things actually work. They do things. They're not just a moisturizer. They're not a makeup. They do things. And the different companies that market these skin creams have begun to make claims that they do something.
Wait a second. What do you mean by they do things? You said they do things. Well, they don't obviously prevent cancer, right, or prevent heart disease. What do you mean? Or they don't cure my breast or prostate cancer?
No, but they, as a matter of fact, vitamin A in all forms, whether it's prescription Retin-A, or retinol by the Johnson & Johnson company, or other forms of vitamin A applied to the skin, actually do decrease types of skin cancer. They decrease the rate of
basal carcinomas. But they also increase, if you absorb them, they increase lung cancer. So It's
right, but they are not absorbed. They are not absorbed, and study after study has shown that there are no blood levels.
But what I wanted to do was to make sure. What I wanted to do is make sure people understood that we weren't advocating they take vitamin A in a vitamin. Vitamin A in a vitamin is harmful, if you will, when you get more than 3,500 international units. You clearly should take it as a prenatal vitamin, as it helps child's intelligence. But once you get over about age 3, then too much vitamin A actually contributes to a problem.
Okay, and yeah, but back to these skin creams. Vitamin A on the skin does all sorts of interesting things. It can actually take atypical looking moles, and over the course of a few years, make them look more typical, both with the eye and under the microscope. So they do something. But let's go to something even a little more benign. How about vitamin C? So vitamin C on the skin, Mike. I mean, you can almost take a lemon and rub it on your skin. Not quite. But it's that type of vitamin C that stimulates the production of collagen in the skin. And it does it quite effectively, and there are about 1,000 studies that show that. So that's one of the great benefits. As we get older, we decrease the amount of collagen. That's the structural layer of our skin, and our skin thins, and eventually we can actually see through it. And vitamin C stimulates the production of collagen. So what's wrong with a company like L'Oreal or Avon or me saying that that a vitamin C product, if it's the correct form, if it's backed by science, stimulates the production of collagen?
Well let me tell you, Mike. Don't they have to have data that has been submitted to the FDA, like drug data is, that show the benefit in this product? Or is it generally, can they present general data from all, if you will, products like this that have this compound in it?
Yeah, up until now, there was no requirement. The FDA turned their eye, but as of this year, they're no longer doing that. So they slammed L'Oreal about a month or so ago, and now this past week, they sent out a slew of these warning letters. And warning letters they're the types of things that when you're a corporation and you get a warning letter from the FDA, you better pay attention to it, because they give you 15 days to come up with a plan of correction. And if you do not please the FDA, they will come in and they'll seize, and they have the right to, they can take your supply, they can take you, they can get an injunction that prohibits you from selling these things. So they did this week to Avon, and they did it to a bunch of other companies that most people have not heard of. So what they've done is they've sent messages to the big guys and the little guys. And some of the, I read all the warning letters, Mike, and some of them, they scare me, I'll tell you, because one of the claims was exactly what I said. Vitamin C stimulates the production of collagen. That's what the claim was. And the FDA said, if you say that, you no longer have a cosmetic, you have a drug. And here's the website to go to apply for a new drug application. And Mike, you know, and I know, that to apply for a new drug is a course of a minimum of 5 years.
Well, could you say academic studies? Well, we're going to go to the tip of the week, because I want to go into this more about what the FDA will allow. In other words, could you say in academic studies, vitamin C has been shown to increase collagen production, so this may help you as well, although we don't have any data with this specific thing, or although the data for this specific thing is still confidential or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the answer, but I don't think so in reading the FDA.
Well, let's go and ask more this week, and we'll talk about it next week. But right now, the Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, M.D.
The Real Age Tip this week, 6 ways to stop bullying. You know how upsetting it is to see someone get hurt, especially a kid. Something similar happens with schoolyard bullying, and it also happens with old age bullying. It doesn't just shake up the victim. It harms every kid and every adult who gets bullied. In high school, with high rates of bullying, all the students, not just those bullying or being bullied, get significantly lower than average scores on standardized tests. Bullying is as common as lice, too. From 40 to 80% of school children, 25% of people in old age facilities, that is, assisted living facilities, say it happens to them. Fortunately, there are things to do that won't make it worse. Every picked on kid's nightmare. We put these tips together for you, and here it is. If you suspect your kid's a target, don't wait for it to come up. If you suspect your mother or grandmother's a target, don't wait for it to come up. People feel ashamed of being bullied. Take regular walks together and casually chat about what's happening at school or in the assisted living facility. It can make opening up easier. Teach your children to stick with friends. Bullies often go after singles, not groups. If the kids, if the teens being taunted, suggest walking away as if it didn't matter. Bullies crave over-the-top reactions. Sign up your kid for a martial arts class. If online cyberbullying is a problem, help your kid set up a new Facebook account, email address. Even if you and your kid want to try handling things by yourself, tell your school, tell the nursing home for the older people. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. We'll be back next week. We hope you are. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering and all the guests.